The Lord is my light and my salvation is a commemoration and celebration of the lives of the saints, for in their lives we see the power of the Blessed Trinity at work, transforming ordinary people like you and me into saints, conformed to the image of Christ, becoming the very presence of God in the world. On January 25th, the Church celebrates the conversion of St. Paul, and for our lesson we read from the 9th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, beginning at the first verse. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest, and desired of him letters to Damascus to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound into Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man, but they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus, named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth, and hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in, and putting his hand on him, that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles, and kings, and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way, and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, hath sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith, and arose and was baptized. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus. And straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. But all that heard him were amazed and said, Is not this he that destroyed them which called on this name in Jerusalem, and came hither for that intent, that he might bring them bound unto the chief priests? But Saul increased the more in strength, and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is very Christ. From a sermon by St. Augustine the Bishop. We have this day heard read out of the Acts of the Apostles how that the Apostle Paul, from being a persecutor of the Christians, was changed into a preacher of Christ. Christ laid low the persecutor, that he might raise him up a teacher of his church. He smote him and healed him. He slew him and made him alive again. For the Lord Christ is that lamb that was himself slain by the wolves, and that now turneth the wolves into lambs. Now was fulfilled in Paul that which was clearly spoken in prophecy by the patriarch Jacob, when he blessed his children, laying his hands indeed on them which then were, but looking forward to those things which were yet for to come. Paul beareth witness of himself, that he was of the tribe of Benjamin, and when Jacob blessed his sons, and came to bless Benjamin, he said, Benjamin shall raven as a wolf. What then? Is Benjamin a wolf that shall raven forever? God forbid, for as saith the Scripture, In the morning he shall devour the prey, and at night he shall divide the spoil. This is exactly what was fulfilled in the Apostle Paul. If it please you, we will now consider how in the morning he devoured the prey, and at night divided the spoil. Here, morning and evening are put for the beginning and the end. So we may read, In the beginning he shall devour the prey, and at the end he shall divide the spoil. First then, in the beginning, he devoured the prey. So it is written that he received letters from the chief priests and went forth, that wheresoever he should find any Christians, he might bring them bound unto the priests, that they might be punished. He went, breathing out threatenings and slaughter, yea, truly devouring the prey. When also they stoned Stephen, the first martyr that laid down his life for Christ's name's sake, Saul was consenting unto his death. And as though it contented him not to stone him, he kept the clothes of all them that did it, urging them on more than if he had joined them. So in the morning he devoured the prey. How in the evening did he divide the spoil? Struck down by the voice of Christ from heaven, ravening no more, he falleth upon his face, cast down to be raised up, smitten to be healed. Let us pray. O God, who through the preaching of the blessed Apostle St. Paul has caused the light of the gospel to shine throughout the world, grant, we beseech thee, that we, having his wonderful conversion in remembrance, may show forth our thankfulness unto thee for the same, by following the holy doctrine which he taught, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.